undivided attention today and speak to you on the subject, preaching Jesus Christ. Preaching Jesus Christ. Now, the disciples, the apostles of our Lord, were men whose whole lives were dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. These men, like Peter, James, John, later the Apostle Paul, they were men who loved Christ, and they believed Christ, and they lived Christ, and these men preached Christ. If you read in Acts 5, verse 42, you'll find this is said of the apostles, "And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to preach and to teach Jesus Christ." In the temple, in every house, their subject was the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in Acts chapter 8, verse 5, talking about the ministry of Philip, it said he went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ to them. And then picking up the ministry of Philip out in the desert when he spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch, the scripture says in verse 35 of Acts 8, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus Christ." This was the subject, Jesus Christ. And in the 11th chapter of Acts, verse 20, it says, "When they came to Antioch, they spake to the Grecians," to the people who had come up there from Greek, "preaching the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, it's evident from all these scriptures that the apostles not only loved Christ and believed Christ, but Jesus Christ was their subject. They preached Christ. Now, the tendency of natural men, if left alone, apart from God's Spirit dealing with them, the tendency of natural men is to go further and further and further away from God. If left alone, any natural man will go further and further away from God if God doesn't bring him to himself. And preachers are no exception. Preachers and churches are no exception. If left alone and left to their own wisdom, preachers and churches will go further and further and further away from the living God and away from the gospel. An example of this is found in the early days of the church. When our Lord died on the cross and was buried and rose again, ascended back to the Father, the apostles and their followers preached Christ. At Pentecost, Peter preached Christ. All these men preached Christ. At Mars Hill, Paul preached Christ. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. And for several years after the Lord ascended back to heaven, back to the right hand of God, they preached Christ. But if you read the book of Corinthians, both epistles, and the book to the Galatians written by the Apostle Paul, you'll find that these churches and these preachers soon departed from preaching Christ and began to major on other things. They became taken up with other things. And you see that in the book of Corinthians and in the book of Galatians, how they departed from preaching Christ. And it's no different today. It's no different in our day. Let me ask you this, where in organized religion, with all the churches in your town and in my town and all over the country, where in organized religion can a person go and hear Jesus Christ preach? I'm talking about without all the entertainment, without all the organization, without all the promotion, without all of these things. And just hear the Word of God taught. Hear the Word of God read and hear the Lord Jesus Christ preached. You just tell me, where in organized religion today can you go and hear Jesus Christ preached? Who He is, what He did, why He did it, where He is now, the glory of His person and His work. Oh, I know men preach about Christ. But my friend, you can preach about Christ and not preach Christ. You can preach about the gospel and not preach the gospel. You see, in the book of 2 John, John deals with this subject. And he talks about the doctrine of Christ. Not doctrines about Christ or doctrines concerning Christ. but the doctrine of Christ. Our whole doctrine is Christ. Now, I do not hesitate to call myself a sovereign gracer or Calvinist or whatever term you wish to use to identify one who believes in the sovereign grace of God. I believe the Bible. I believe that Almighty God is absolutely sovereign in all things, in creation, in providence, in salvation. He works all things after the counsel of His own will. I believe in a sovereign God. I believe man is fallen, depraved, unable and unwilling to come to Christ apart from a divine revelation. I believe that. I'm acquainted with the old catechisms. I'm acquainted with the Heidelberg and the Westminster and the Philadelphia and the London and all these catechisms. I preach the message Luther preached, Calvin preached, Zwingli, Huss, Owens, Edwards, all of these Whitfield, these men of old. I believe their message. I don't hesitate to preach these doctrines. But if you ask me what my creed is, I say my creed is Christ. I don't hesitate to take the name Baptist. There's only one scriptural baptism, and that's by immersion. The scripture says, he that believeth and is baptized. It didn't say he that's baptized and then believes. Our Lord told them to go into all the world, make disciples and baptize disciples. Not baptize babies, baptize disciples. Baptism by immersion. I don't have any doubt about that. And I don't hesitate to call myself a Baptist. But if you ask me what is my creed is Christ. And I don't hesitate to say I believe in a local church. Our God has a church of the firstborn, which He purchased with His own blood. There's a church whose names are written in heaven. But there's a local church. And I'm pastor of a local church. And I believe in the Lord's ordinances and the personal return of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you ask me what is my creed is Christ. If you ask me what is my body of divinity, I reply there is but one body of divinity, and that's Christ Jesus. I don't preach a program or an organization or a denomination or even a doctrine or a system of truths or a catechism. I preach Christ. Christ is our message. That's what Paul said when he came down to Corinth, to all of these intellectual, philosophical people, greatly learned people. He said, I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There is but one body of divinity. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you're complete in Him. We preach Christ. Jesus Christ is the sum and substance of our gospel. And if we don't preach Christ, we haven't preached any gospel. Jesus Christ is the incarnation of all truth. They said, what is truth? He said, I am the truth. He is the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth's not a series of doctrines. The truth is a person. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Christ is the wisdom of God. He's made unto us wisdom. He's called the wisdom of God. In the book of Proverbs, it talks about the wisdom of God. That's Christ Jesus. He is not only the wisdom of God, He's the righteousness of God. He's the embodiment of the righteousness of God. He is the fulfillment of all the holiness of God. He is our sanctification. He is our full redemption from Alpha to Omega, from beginning to end. Our acceptance with God is in and through and by and because of Jesus Christ, not because of anything we have done or anything we shall do. Jesus Christ is our hope. Christ in you, that's the hope of glory. Jesus Christ is my life. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with Him also in glory. Christ is our salvation. So, what is my creed? My creed is Christ. What is my confession of faith? Christ died for my sins, was buried and rose again, who is even at the right hand of God, who intercedeth for me. And my friends, if I had one more message to preach, that message would be Christ. If I have 1,000 messages yet to preach, the theme of every one of them would be Christ and Him crucified. And what I'm trying to say, and what I've tried to enforce upon this telecast for 14 or 15 years, is this. Men today, as in every day, are not preaching Christ. They're preaching doctrines about Christ, they're even using the name Christ, but as far as preaching Christ, clearly, emphatically, preaching Christ, there are not too many folks doing it today. And I ask this question, what is it then to preach Jesus Christ? All right, preacher, let's hear you make good now on this subject. What is it to preach Christ? When you say you preach Christ, the apostles preach Christ, all who are sent of God ought to preach Christ, then what do you mean? What is it to preach Christ? All right, I'll give you four or five things. Number one, to preach Christ is to declare in no uncertain terms, that Jesus Christ is very God of very God. That He's very God of very God. Not only the Son of God, but God Himself. The Lord our God is one God. One God, and Jesus Christ is that God. God manifests Himself as Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but He's one God, and that one God is Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, who is the express, exact image of God. In fact, in Hebrews, the Father said to the Son, "Thy throne, O God, is forever." I'm saying to preach Jesus Christ is to emphatically, unconditionally, in no uncertain terms, to declare that He's very God of very God. Now, when you refer to Jesus Christ as only a great prophet, and many people do this, or a great teacher, and many call Him a great teacher, or a great healer, or even a great man, you have declared Him to be a great imposter. Now that's right, let me say that again. If you only say that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is a great prophet, or a great healer, or a great preacher, or a great man, I reply, then He's a great imposter. Because He said, "I and My Father are one." And He said to the disciples, "He that has seen Me has seen the Father." And again He said, "No man has seen God at any time save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him." Isaiah declared this, that a virgin shall be with son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. God with us. And then again in Isaiah He said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Who is Jesus Christ? He's God. He's God. Jesus Christ is one of two things. Now this is preaching Christ. It leaves no room for compromise. It declares Him to be who He is. He said, "I am." Moses asked, when God would send him down into Egypt to deliver the children of Israel, He said, "Well, they'll ask me who sent me. Now, whom shall I say has sent me?" And God replied, "Tell them I am that I am." Jesus Christ referred to Himself over, 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 over again as "I am." Before Abraham was, "I am." We seek Jesus of Nazareth, "I am." Again, He said, "If you believe not that I am, you'll die in your sins." Jesus Christ is one of two things. He's very God of very God, or He's the arch deceiver of souls. Now, which is it? So we preach Christ. We preach Him in His eternality. We preach Him in His deity. We preach Him in His eternal glory. We preach Him as the Creator of the world. All things were made by Him, for Him, and by Him all things are sustained and held together, that in all things He might have the preeminence. This is preaching Christ. And you can spend months and months and months on His deity, His Godhead, His glory, His eternality. Christ, every attribute of God is revealed in the Son. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. That's what I'm saying. Have you understood that? That's preaching Christ. And until men understand us, until we speak so that they'll understand us, and those people that took up stones to stone Him, they understood Him. He said, I and my Father are one. And they took up stones to stone him. And he said, now many good works have I done among you. For which of these do you stone me? They said, we're not stoning you for a good work. We're stoning you because you're a man and you say you're God. They understood what he said. How many of you out there believe that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is their God, of their God? That you can fall with Thomas at his feet and say, my Lord and my God. All right, secondly, what is it to preach Christ? It's to declare in no uncertain terms, emphatically, so as to be understood, that Jesus Christ is true man, his true humanity. Now, we must never make him less man because he's God, or less God because he's man. He is the God-man. Jesus of Nazareth, now listen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is a real man. You say, these things you're talking about this morning, I don't hear them preached. That's exactly what I'm saying. People do not know who he is. And how shall they believe on him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear unless somebody preaches Christ? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. That's the true name. The name which identifies him. The name which reveals him. The name which is true to his character. There are a lot of folks talking about Jesus that are not talking about this Jesus. It's another Jesus, Paul said. Another spirit and another gospel. Read that in 2 Corinthians. Jesus of Nazareth was a real man. Bone of our bone. Flesh of our flesh, living, talking, walking, feeling, thirsting, hungering, suffering, tempted, tested in all points as we are. He was numbered with the transgressors. He took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. He was made in the form of a servant and became obedient. He was made of a woman. Just exactly like I or you were made of a mother, fashioned in the womb and brought forth into this world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He had no earthly father. The heavenly Father is his father. He was begotten of the Holy Spirit. We were begotten of a human father. We were born nothing but flesh. Our Lord Jesus Christ is begotten of the Spirit of God, conceived by the Spirit of God. But he was made of a woman and made under the law. In order to redeem his people, he had to become a man. If you don't have a real human Savior, you don't have a gospel, because the law was given to man, must be fulfilled by man perfectly, or you have no righteousness. And if you don't have God in human flesh, you have no gospel. Romans 1, verse 3, Paul says the gospel is concerning his Son, who was declared, who was made to be of the seed of Son of David according to the flesh. He was made according to the flesh, the Son of David, and declared to be the Son of God. He's the God-man. Man to be tempted, man to obey, man to suffer, God to satisfy. And you cannot be right in the rest if you're not right in your thoughts about him. Who is Jesus Christ? All right, thirdly, preaching Christ. Now listen to me. Preaching Christ is to preach the solitariness of his work in redemption. What I mean by solitariness? Well, just what I'm saying. Alone. You play a game called solitaire with cards. That's you play alone. You don't have a partner. You don't have anybody in the game but one person. And I'm saying that Jesus Christ redeemed us by himself. That's what it says in Hebrews 1:3, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 9:26, he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And I'm telling you this, his life of obedience is our righteousness. His death on Calvary is our justification. His holiness in thought, in word, in deed is our sanctification. His presence is our acceptance. And he did it all alone. The banquet of mercy is served up by one host who prepared the meal and furnished the meal and invites the guest and serves the table, and that's the Lord of glory. The royal bath of mercy in which black souls are washed white from their guilt, stain, and sin is drawn from the veins of the Son of God.
and no deeds and no works and no decisions and no professions of faith or anything that we do contributes to the salvation of our souls. Jesus paid it all. All the debt I owe, sin left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow. And the efficacious work of Christ does not depend in any way upon the creature. And the sufficient sacrifice of the Son of God and His faithful obedience as our representative does not need your approval to make it sufficient in the sight of Almighty God. Every attribute of God is fully met in Christ, and we're accepted in the Beloved. The gospel, my friend, is not a proposition. It is a proclamation. You're complete in Him. That's preaching Christ. And then fourthly, preaching Christ is to preach Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and men. God and men. That's in 1 Timothy 2:5. The word plainly says there's one God, one Lord, one God, and one mediator, one between God and men, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. Now listen to me. This is preaching Christ. In declaring what the Word says about the mediatorial office of Christ, there's one God and one mediator. In declaring Jesus Christ to be the only mediator, we set aside and strongly reject any other mediator, any other intercessor. Here's God in His holiness. Here's man in his inability. And there's one mediator between God and men. One means of communing with God. One means of approaching God. One way to come before the Father. And that is through Christ. And no one else, nothing else. Mary, who gave birth to the Son of God, who was a human instrument God used, who found favor in the sight of God, is only a sinner saved by grace. She's not a mediator. She's not an intercessor. And she cannot aid any sinner. The saints, Jews, Saint Christopher, any of the apostles, and present day imposters are not mediators. No creature, no angel, no organization can pray to God for you or plead to God for you or bring you to God. Only the Son of God ever liveth to make intercession for us. He said, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten hath declared Him. No man knoweth the Father save the Son. No creature knows the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the apostle plainly declared, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, Jesus Christ the Lord. Is that clear? That's preaching Christ. That's preaching Christ. The sufficiency of Christ. He's the only mediator. There's no coming to God. God is unapproachable except through Jesus Christ. All right, here's the fifth thing. Preaching Christ. Now listen to me. I'm talking about the Jesus Christ of the Bible. The apostles ceased not to preach Jesus Christ. Preaching Christ is to preach Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, my friends, to preach Jesus Christ as anything less than He is to deny His Godhead and rob Him of His glory, and after all, not preach Christ at all. Listen to His own words. Now, you listen to His, He describes Himself. He said, as the Father quickeneth the dead, so the Son quickeneth whom He will. He'll make alive whom He will. He'll show mercy on whom He will show mercy. He'll be gracious to whom He will. He says, no man takes my life from me. I lay it down. I have the power to lay it down and take it up. He said again to His disciples, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. He prayed to the Heavenly Father, you have given me all power over all flesh that I should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given me. And again He said, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hands. He died that He might be Lord of the dead and the living. Now, does this sound like the weak, defeated, frustrated reformer that I hear preached today called Jesus? Does this sound like the pitiful Jesus who wants you to let him in your heart, and he stands outside the heart's door and knocks, and nobody will let him have his way? No, sir. I have no time or patience with preachers who present Jesus Christ only as a reformer, or an example, or an offer, or an effort, or a partial Savior. He's the King. King of kings and Lord of lords. He'll have mercy on whom he will. He's the King of creation, he's the King of providence, and he's the King of salvation. He bought this universe with his own blood. It's his, as are all creatures in this universe. And he has a church. He said, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold. All that my Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I'll in no wise cast out." The gospel of Jesus Christ is not a bare plea or invitation to rebels. It's a glorious command of King Jesus to his subjects. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." What is it to preach Christ? It's to clearly, emphatically, to declare him to be very God of very God. God in human flesh. God our righteousness, God our sacrifice, God our sin offering, God our King, King of kings and Lord of lords, who is seated in heaven expecting till his enemies become his footstool.